Mystery hidden. The mystery of the kingdom is still hidden to many. Most Christians have not been told or do not grasp the mystery of creation, and so never see themselves as great men of God. Why did God create the heavens and the earth? To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Jesus is not in any man. He is the physical manifestation of God. Christ is anointing. Christ is the Holy Spirit. Christ is God. Hope is a positive imagination. It involves visualization and expectation. Glory is magnificence, opulence, power, presence, and charisma. So, this verse is telling us that God's plan, which is not generally known, a mystery, is to place himself in each of us so that we fully expect to manifest his character, his presence, and his power. Unless a person sees themselves through the revelation of this mystery, they lack the right vision and so never reach their potential in Christ. Most Christians have a self-esteem problem, which means they still see themselves as the old man that is crucified rather than the new man who is born of God's Spirit, for whom all things are new and to whom all things are possible. We shouldn't criticize a person for being who they see themselves to be. Who else could they be? Preach the gospel, the good news, so that the great mystery is revealed to them. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7a. And saying, repent you, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. Jesus came preaching for us to change our way of thinking about ourselves and about God, because wrong thinking was keeping us from entering the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom is first and foremost the presence of God, which is characterized by love. But the kingdom also has power, which Jesus demonstrated. He also explained that power operated by faith and words. He told us to ask, seek, knock, speak, and have faith. The message of salvation includes much more than escape from hell. It is about being redeemed from death and ushered into the abundant life of Christ, the anointing. May all ministers return to preaching the gospel, which reveals the mystery of God's plan for us. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. It is power in us by Christ, anointing, who strengthens us to be more than conquerors, enables us to storm the gates of hell, to heal the sick, and to set the captive free. May every Christian see themselves as the new spirit being they are and allow that new being to dominate their mind and their body.